I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you listen to Wiggins America with any regularity and you listened last week at about this time, I think it was actually in the next segment, I told you about how I was robbed. And it's a true story. I wanted to give you an update on that story, but I kind of did on the weekday show, on Annie Fry's show. So I'll let you hear that with the update on my robbery.
Wow, Wiggins America.
We moved my mother-in-law to Collinsville last weekend.
This is a real story. Okay. I was going to say, if it's made up, I wouldn't be so specific with you.
We had to rent our U-Haul. We did the whole thing. It was last Saturday. We did pretty much the whole day. We get done using the U-Haul, unload the truck, and there was very little left in it. There was a box spring and a mattress that we were going to take back to our house just across town, and there was a dolly. We park it.
Baby dolly?
No.
Oh.
No, that's, I know that's how, what you'd think.
Parton?
No, this was a dolly that you used to move furniture.
Hand cart.
A hand cart, sure. Okay. A hand truck, as some people would say. So we were borrowing this from our neighbor. It wasn't the U-Haul one. It was very specific. It was very old, green, kind of chip paint. He had some stuff on it. So we left the truck in the parking lot to go run to the store real quick. We run back out. We didn't look at the truck. Drive the truck home, get home. The back door is open. The dolly is gone.
Oh.
The mattress and the box spring are still there.
Oh, bummer. Wait, you want to keep them?
We wanted to keep the mattress and the box spring. And the dolly, for that matter.
Yeah.
We get home and we go, oh, no. First thought was, we accidentally left this back end open. And on the drive, the dolly fell out of the truck.
So you have to backtrack?
We started thinking, like, wait, no, I remember latching that thing before we left. We always do. So where in the world would this would have come open? Well, we think when we parked that truck, we think a homeless person saw that truck and thought, this is a truck full of stuff. I'm going to open it and steal from it. We assume what happened was they opened it, realized there was nothing in it, and took that dolly, just the dolly.
Why do you think it was a homeless person?
Because I saw a homeless person walking by it and
eyeing
it.
With a dolly?
No, I didn't see it with a dolly.
I would have led with that.
So we've retraced our steps to make sure it wasn't our fault, and we definitely would have seen the dolly fall out of this truck and cars going everywhere. It wasn't us. So we're 99% sure that it was stolen. We go to church the next day. And also, I haven't told the guy whose dolly it was that it was missing. So we go to church the next day. There is a dolly, old chipped green paint, sitting at our church. And I thought, this is a modern day miracle. How did this thing show up
was
at our
that
church?
Dolly? Is the same one?
That was the end of the story that I thought, oh, this is going to be it. I thought this would be a great story. And this is why I didn't tell it yet, because the ending is not as I would wish. I found out that that was not that same dolly. It just happened to look like it. And I almost stole from my own church, taking that thing home. We did file a police report, and they said, yeah, it was probably a homeless person. We'll go look in the woods behind that store, and we'll probably find it.
They're not looking for your dolly. They're not looking for a homeless man or woman with a dolly.
They told That's you what we about were told. The woods so that you would go look and find it.
That's what we were told. He said, I'll go look. I'll look sometime this week. So we'll see what happens. This drama is still unfolding.
You were right, Brad.
Yeah.
I do hope you find your dolly.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to feel bad if it's like if you misplaced it and you found it where you left it and you realized that it wasn't a homeless person?
I am going to feel really bad if that happened, but we're pretty sure that that is not what happened. The police officer, for what it's worth, told us that, yes, there are homeless people right behind that store. Yes, they are sleeping in tents behind that. And yes, they do steal. So my guess is that he said, he's like, I bet that they did. And one of the reasons he said he thought maybe they did is because he told them they had to move. So they took the dolly to move their stuff. Yeah.
It's like the gods gave them a moving truck and a dolly.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? And they had to steal to get it, but hey, I guess if you're going to give it back, it would just be borrowing it.
American Media Export. Wiggins America.
So that was on Tuesday. It's here now, the weekend again, and I thought by now maybe I would have that dolly back and give it back to my neighbor. But no such luck. Not yet, anyway. I'm still holding out hope, although the longer we get from it, now we're 2 weeks away. I don't know. I don't know if we'll see that thing again. Maybe one bright and sunny day, someone will stumble upon a green dolly in the woods behind that store, and I will see my dolly again. And then I will give it to my neighbor because it wasn't mine, and I feel really bad about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.